Do you think that EGFR mutation testing should be done more frequently? I mean, particularly in surgical setting when you have plenty of tissue there, but even in situations like this, I mean, a lot of people, I think, just, if a patient's a non-smoker, they may try erlotinib. Do you think maybe we should be more tissue-based?
No, I think that as long as the patient seems to have a bulk of metastatic disease that will not get them into trouble very quickly, it is certainly reasonable to do a therapeutic test. And if a patient has a relatively high likelihood of having one of these mutations and is placed on erlotinib and followed closely with perhaps an earlier than we would normally do CT scan a month after the initiation of therapy, and it shows an impressive response, they are likely to have a mutation, but you certainly don't need to prove that that is the case because you're probably going to continue the same therapy anyway as long as they are responding to it. So that's one aspect of that decision. Regarding the issue of doing after surgery, again, it would be in the context of using this in the adjuvant setting, which is a discussion we already had, and it's unproven, but certainly something that is a very important question to be answered. What's the role of that therapy for this particular group of patients?